Hey guys, welcome to For You from Eve. It's Olivia, and today I'm going to be doing my first episode and just doing a little bit of an introduction. I asked you guys on my Instagram to ask me questions that you want to know about me. So today I'm going to be going in and answering that just so you get a better idea of who I am and what this podcast will be about. I will normally have guests on the show. However, because it's my first episode, I want you guys to get a better understanding of who I am and what kind of guests I'll be having on, what we're going to be talking about, and everything like that. And go ahead and answer them just so you get a little background of me. So the first question that I got, and I actually got this a few times, was how am I dealing with online school, online education, and all that? So to start, I am a marketing major. And I go to the Rampo College of New Jersey. I just transferred from Pace University in New York, but because of COVID, it just didn't make sense with my financial situation to stay at an out-of-state school and pay triple the money if I was going to be getting the same online education. I just tried to look at the silver lining of everything. I was missing out on a lot of experience, but so was everyone else, so I don't want to be selfish. But the silver linings were just that I got to, you know, create my own schedule. Everything was on my time, which I think is super important. And I also got to get my assignments done with more time. Time management was a lot easier with online school. So I got to get my assignments done faster. I got to work more and make more money. And I kind of just got to make my own schedule, which I think was my biggest thing, was creating a really consistent routine I really enjoyed with online schooling. But I did miss being in person, being with people and socializing and everything like that. But in a situation like this, we really just have to see the silver lining because it's not in our control. But I'm getting better with it. I'm getting used to it. I already know going into the spring semester, I'm going to be back on Zoom classes, and I'm kind of just preparing for that. And I know what to expect, because when it first happened, we were all like, what is going on? We weren't taking it seriously. And now we're kind of adjusting to it. That's kind of how I'm dealing with it. The second question that I got is, am I vegan? I am not vegan. I've tried to be vegan many times in the past, and it just has not been for me. I try to cut myself off from dairy just because dairy makes me bloat. It makes me break out. It hurts my stomach. It just doesn't make me feel good. I really don't like the way dairy makes me feel. So that's why I cut it out. But I don't cut it out completely. What I try to do is I'll be like, okay, you could have dairy once a week, and I'll plan it like that. So let's say Saturday is my birthday. I'll be like, okay, this day of the week is my birthday. So that Saturday, I'm going to want to go out and eat a pizza and everything. I don't really tell myself not to eat. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat. I listen to my body. But I try not to eat dairy, and I try to eat more whole foods and foods with nutrient instead of dairy, just because dairy does not make my body react well. I eat chicken. I eat turkey. I don't eat red meats. I don't really like steak and hamburgers. I used to like them, and I gave it up like 5 years ago. And ever since then, I've just not wanted to go back. So I don't really follow a specific diet. The third question is, how often do you journal and meditate? So before quarantine started, I never journaled and never meditated. Journaling I used to do a lot in middle school and high school, and I kind of just stopped when I got to college, I guess because I, quote, didn't have time. We all have time to journal, but I thought I didn't have time. But once quarantine happened, I got to do a lot of self-reflection. It kind of got me back into a routine. So I started journaling and meditating a lot, but then I fell off track when summer started. But right now, it's been about a month of me consistently journaling and meditating every single day, whether it's at night or in the morning. I like it in the morning because I like to start my day with it, but I also like it at night because that's how I like to end my days. So in the morning, I really like to, you know, do my little morning routine, and I like to read my Bible, and just write in my manifestation journal really helps me in the morning. And I do like to meditate in the morning as well. That's how I would say how often I journal and meditate every single day now. Sometimes I journal every morning and every night. I have a 5-minute journal, and I do the morning section and the night section every day. And I write in my manifestation journal normally in the morning, but sometimes at night too. Like sometimes I do it twice in a day. If I'm like in the mood to do it, I do it. And I get in the mood to do it a lot, honestly. So I would say every single day now. The fourth question I got is, how do you stay motivated / wake up at 6 a.m. every morning? I wouldn't say every morning I wake up at 6 a.m., but I try to. Like that's how I try to keep my routine. But honestly, I want to do a whole episode on motivation, morning routine, waking up early, consistency and everything. But I would say how I stay motivated, if I just had to answer that, is remembering why I'm starting my goals. Why do I want to have good grades? Why do I want to wake up at 6 a.m.? Why do I want to work out? You know, there's a reason why we do the things that we do. And that's what we have to be honest with ourselves about and be like, okay, why do I want to work out every day though? You know, do I want to be toned? Do I want to lose weight? Whatever it is. And we have to ask that to ourselves and answer and remember our answer. Remember your why. Why am I doing this? Think about why you're doing it, because there has to be a reason as to why you want to consistently do something every day. Ask yourself why. Remember it. Write it down. Keep it in your room. I have a vision board in my room where I kind of put like all the daily habits I want to do and all the future places I want to travel and the future furniture I want to own, the future clothing companies I want, like all these things. And I put it on a board so that way every morning when I wake up, I see it and I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm working so hard. You know what I mean? So I shook the table. Sorry. I would say I stay motivated from remembering why I started, and that's not so easy. And sometimes we just easily forget about it and we're like, okay, yeah, yeah. But like today I'm tired, but today I have a lot of work. And it's like, if I just looked back and I was like, for the past 6 months, I woke up every single day at 6 a.m. and I worked out and I showered and I meditated and I journaled, I would be at a completely different state of mind, a completely different, you know, physical, mentally, emotionally state of my life if I just worked so hard 6 months ago. But I didn't work so hard 6 months ago. And because of that, I'm not where I want to be. And thank God I realized it right now so I could start now. But it's also just, you got to remember why you started and you got to hold on to that reasoning and just be like, this is why I started. And I think that's how you keep your motivation. But consistency is not easy. It's something I struggled with for so long. If I was consistent, I would have been, you know, I would have had all my goals done for years. But because I wasn't consistent, I just didn't. So I would say I stay motivated from remembering why I started. And the whole 6 a.m. thing, I don't even wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, but I try to. Like most weekdays, I sleep at like 9:30, 10 and wake up at 6. But there are days where I'm like, oh, I want to stay up a little later because I want to watch a movie tonight. On the weekends, I, of course, stay up late, wake up a little bit later. But some weekdays, I'm like, oh, but I want to play cards with my friends tonight. That's why I don't sleep, you know, sleep on time. And that's okay. Like I still live a life, but I do like to keep a routine. I think it's so important for me to keep my routine. Another question I got is, how did quarantine treat you? Honestly, very mixed emotions, which I feel like a lot of people would answer the same way. When quarantine first started, I was miserable. I was like, this is the worst thing. I miss my friends. I miss my, like, I miss everyone. Like I was like, I miss my cousins. I miss my boyfriend. I miss my friends. Like I was so miserable. I missed going to school. I missed going to Starbucks, like everything. I was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And I was like, there is no good that can come out of this. And it was also scary because we didn't know how long we were going to stay. People were like, oh, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month. And I was like, okay, I could wait. But it was horrible. Like I was so miserable. I did not see anyone but my family. But so I would say for the first month, I was completely miserable. I was pulling all-nighters like every other single day of the week. I was finishing Netflix shows like Outer Banks. What's the other one? Too Hot to Handle. Like I was finishing these shows in like a day and pulling an all-nighter to finish them because there was nothing else for me to do. My friends and I would casually like group FaceTime, but we were like so over it. Like it was horrible. And then I started to kind of go in the right direction with the influencers I was watching and following on Instagram and the creators I was watching. And they were being very motivational and they were like, go on a walk, create these goals. This is the time you have to work on yourself. And I was like, you know what? They're right. Like I was like, I will never get this time back. These 3 months that I'm, man, it was longer than 3 months, but those 3 months that I was home, I was like, I'm never going to get this again. Like, God willing, like hopefully we don't go back to something like that or something doesn't keep us in our house like that again. But I was like, I am forced to be home. I am forced to self-reflect. I'm forced to create routine. This is the time. If I say I don't have, like, I can't use the excuse I don't have time anymore because I have all the time in the world, you know, because now that we're at working and we're back at school, we're like, oh, I don't have time to work out later. You know, I have work. I don't have time to do my homework. I have this. And now quarantine was like, no, you have the time. You know, it was like, there's no excuses now. You have the time to do what you want and what you want to get done for all these months, all these years. This is the time you have to do it. And once I changed my mentality, quarantine was like one of the best things that's ever happened. I do not want to go back to it, but it was one of the best things. And I'm really happy that it did happen because I got to self-reflect so much, create so many routines, daily habits, create so many goals, and just work on myself so much. And I think that a lot of people were in the same boat. I was working out like every single day during quarantine. Like in the first month, I was horrible. I was eating like so much junk. I was watching so much, like horrible. And then like the last 2 months when we were kind of going back into summer, like April, May, a little bit of June, I was like back on my grind. Like I was working out every day. I was trying to sleep on time and wake up earlier. I was just trying to get back into routine. But it's like, it is really crazy that like I would be like, oh, it's Friday night. Like I can't wait to FaceTime my friends tonight. And now it's like, I cannot believe I would look forward just to FaceTime my friends on a Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, what we went through during that time really was absolutely crazy. But I would say in the beginning it was miserable for me, but it really changed me. I'm a completely different person than I was before quarantine, and I'm just getting better every single day and reaching my highest potential every single day. And I think that's because quarantine happened, and I think if it wasn't for quarantine, I would still be, you know, the same person I was. I wouldn't be journaling. I wouldn't be meditating. I wouldn't be working out every day. I wouldn't even care to wake up at 6 a.m. And I don't like being that version of myself, because that version of myself is not my highest potential. And there's no point of living to not your fullest potential. You know, you should be reaching towards your fullest potential every single day. So that's my little vent on quarantine. Sucked at first, and now I'm realizing so much. I don't even think I would have started this podcast without quarantine. Which brings me to my last question. Why did you start this podcast? Or why are you starting a podcast? I've always wanted to be a content creator. I've tried YouTube in the past many times. I've even tried like Instagram blogging when I was like in high school, like middle school, like everything. I loved just being a content creator. I loved creating videos and pictures and all these things. And I tried YouTube for so long, but I was always so afraid of like, what are people going to think of me? Like, I live in a small town. I have a small community. Like, these people are going to all be paying attention to me. Like, I'm going to get judged. People are going to be like, why is she saying this? Why is she wearing that? And I was just so afraid of other people's opinions, or my friends would make fun of me, or whatever the reason was. And I was like, everyone's going to think this is weird. And it's like, if I started YouTube 5 years ago like I wanted to, everyone would have made fun of me. 100%. That's what happened. I tried to start it and everyone made fun of me, and that made me quit. Now, the people that made YouTube 5 years ago have their own apartments, have their own brand deals, have their own companies, because they didn't let people get down on them. And I did. I let people get down on me. And I think that's one of my biggest regrets. And I just don't want to live with regret. And I think that's why I'm doing what I want to do now. I've been wanting to start a podcast for a few months, and I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to buy a mic, and I'm going to do this. Because if I just let other people be like, what's a podcast? Why would you create a podcast? That's, you know, then I don't need those people in my life. You know what I mean? So I just stopped caring what people thought. And I was like, I'm going to create it because I want to. And maybe I will go back to YouTube one day. Right now, there's nothing for me to be like, oh, I want to film this, because we're kind of still in quarantine. So it's like, I'm not exciting right now. But, you know, I really just want to, I do want to get back to creating content. I have an Instagram blog, obviously, For You From Eve. And I've been creating a lot of content on that consistently and daily. So right now I want to just say that I started a podcast pretty much just because I wanted to, and I was tired of giving myself excuses as to why I shouldn't, and I wanted to start now because I wish I had started 5 years ago. I wish I started a year ago, a month ago, and I just wish I never gave up, and I wish I was just consistent with myself, because I'd be at a completely different time of my life and a completely different stage in this process, but I don't want to regret anything. So that's why I decided to start now. But I've been wanting a podcast for a really long time. I feel like, I don't know, I really like listening to them, and I just like to talk, to be really honest. I like to talk and vent and talk to people and know their stories and know their advice and what input they have. That's the last question I'm going to answer for this episode. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know it was a little bit short, but I just wanted to do an introduction. So thank you guys so much for listening to the first episode of For You From Eve. I will have so much more coming. Please follow me on Instagram if you want to interact with my new, like my next podcast, if you want to ask questions and be involved in it. Go ahead, my Instagram, all my social media will be linked in the little description of my podcast, so you can go ahead and find it. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.